FNC's Carlson, coronavirus lockdowns instituted by incompetent officials harming children. By Jeff Poor on March 3, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson railed against government officials, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, for closing schools in the name of COVID-19 mitigation. Carlson explained how the lockdown was having a detrimental impact on children that was not being acknowledged. Transcript as follows. Carlson, things change fast, but it's our job to keep track. It wasn't so long ago that our taste-making class had decided that Andrew Cuomo of New York was the single greatest governor in American history. Reporters who covered him didn't so much ask Cuomo questions, they swooned blushing in his presence. People who passed out Emmys gave Andrew Cuomo an award just for holding press conferences. Over on CNN, Jeff Zucker handed the governor a recurring spot on his little brother's TV show. Yes, Andrew Cuomo is quite a bit taller than Chris Cuomo. For a moment there, Andrew Cuomo was the man they told us. He was a steely mixture of Abraham Lincoln and Polly Walnuts. He was just what America needed in a crisis. In case you think we're overstating the magnitude of the hype around Andrew Cuomo, if you have a minute, look up the exchange from last May between Robert De Niro and Stephen Colbert, two formerly talented entertainers, who have been worked beyond recognition by partisan bitterness. Watch as they wax pornographic about the awesomeness, the singular awesomeness of Andrew Cuomo. At one point, Colbert loses all control and describes Cuomo as the leader, quote, the world deserves. Andrew Cuomo, governor of the world. It's hilarious. At this point, it is painful to watch, though, because no one seems to like Andrew Cuomo anymore. He's been hashtag me too for saying naughty things to women. Even Andrew Cuomo's former friends are treating him like Harvey Weinstein. Cuomo has hired, in fact, one of Weinstein's defense lawyers. At this point, it's hard to imagine that Andrew Cuomo will be governor of New York for much longer. No one who knows Andrew Cuomo could be shocked by any of this. For more than a decade, Cuomo has been an awful governor of New York for reasons that have nothing to do with sexual harassment, though that's bad, too. 3 years ago, Cuomo's closest aide, someone he described as like a brother, went to federal prison for 6 years for bribery. Last year, Cuomo famously caused the lonely deaths of thousands of elderly New Yorkers locked away in nursing homes. So from day one, Andrew Cuomo has been a disaster for the state of New York, and yet, the Democratic establishment has relentlessly defended him. Why have they done this? Well, because he helped them maintain what they want most of all, and that is power. Nothing has made elected Democrats more powerful than the COVID pandemic. They began as politicians, lockdowns made them God. Andrew Cuomo understood the power of COVID immediately. As early as last April, Cuomo declared that Corona law would last forever. I don't think we get back to normal, he said. I think we get to a new normal. Now at the time, there was no vaccine for the coronavirus. So many people reluctantly accepted Cuomo's prediction. Okay, a new normal. But 11 months later, we have multiple coronavirus vaccines. Infection rates are falling along with deaths, and yet the message from the Democratic establishment has not changed. Your life is never going back to normal. We aren't returning our power over you or your children, it's permanent. Then the media, rather than question this, amplified the message, and they do it for their own reasons. When Democratic politicians become more powerful, so do their spokesmen in the news media. Stop expecting life to go back to normal next year, read a New York Times piece from September. A month later, the paper ran a story with this headline, "The first COVID vaccine will not make life normal again." Now, not everyone believed that, of course, because it's ridiculous. The whole point of the vaccine was to bring life back to normal. But the fact that people might live normal lives deeply bothers the New York Times. Go to their website today and you will find this. Quote, COVID-19, the U.S. is edging toward normal, alarming some officials. Yes, some officials are alarmed. You might be able to go outside without getting their approval first. They are worried your kids might get an education. You'll notice the Times interviewed officials rather than parents. If the New York Times had talked to parents, here's what they might have heard. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, this is the second largest school district in the country. They need to figure it out. They're out of time. Science, facts, all state that these kids need to be in school. Unidentified male, these kids are in mental distress. They have to go back to school. Unidentified female, we can't take one more day of forcing them to sit in front of Zoom when they're not learning and they're hating school and they're depressed. They're dejected. Their grades are falling. They are regressing. It's disgusting. Unidentified female, we're fighting for our rights to go back to school because science says that it's safe and the UTLA won't let us. End video clip. Carlson, kids are depressed and dejected and they are regressing. That's the word from a mother and in Los Angeles. People who have paid attention have known that for a long time, knew what was happening. But a new analysis by Fair Health shows just how destructive the lockdowns have been. Worse than you thought. Now the survey didn't rely on questions they asked people. Instead it looked at the data, billions of healthcare records and insurance claims. And here's the top-line conclusion of the study. Quote, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a profound impact on mental health, particularly that of young people. School closures, having to learn remotely and isolating from friends due to social distancing have been sources of stress and loneliness. Well, that's bad. How bad is it? Here's how bad it is. Among children aged 13 to 18, teenagers, insurance claims for intentional self-harm were up 90% in March of 2020 compared to the previous year. The next month in April, self-harm cases rose by nearly 100%. Claims for medical help related to drug overdoses went up 95% in March and then to 119% in April, and those numbers remained elevated through the fall. Why? Why was this happening? Mental illness caused by coronavirus lockdowns. Quote, for the age group 13 to 18, in April 2020, insurance claims for generalized anxiety disorder increased 93.6% as a percentage of all medical claims. In April of 2019, major depressive disorder claims increased 83.9% and adjustment disorder claims by 89.7%. End quote. Thanks to the coronavirus lockdowns, children are 10 times more likely to die from suicide than from the coronavirus they are meant to be protected from. So that is the new normal that Andrew Cuomo and the New York Times are working to make permanent in this country. And if the teachers' unions have their way, your child may die of a drug odd before going back to school. And if you complain about that, you're a white supremacist. That was the explicit message yesterday from the president of Los Angeles Teachers Union. Watch. Begin video clip. Cicely Miart Cruz, president of Los Angeles Teachers Union. Some voices are being allowed to speak louder than others. We have to call out the privilege behind the largely white, wealthy parents driving the push for a rushed return. Their experience of this pandemic is not our students' families' experiences. End video clip. Carlson, so the woman you just heard is called Cicely Miart Cruz. The first thing you'll find on her official biography is the fact that she is, quote, the first woman of color in the union's 50-year history. So Cicely Miart Cruz believes her skin color is a job qualification somehow, maybe the most important one she has. Why is she saying this? She is hoping you won't notice that she is incompetent or that her positions don't make any sense at all. Cicely Miart Cruz is telling us that poor families benefit most from closing public schools, but, of course, the opposite is true. Poor families need their kids back in school more than anyone does because they don't have alternatives. Most of the quote, white wealthy parents she is attacking don't use the public schools precisely because they don't want their kids anywhere near lazy mediocrities like Cicely Miart Cruz. Parents with privilege have options and they run away. Now, who are these privileged people we're talking about? Well, they're people like Matt Meyer, the head of the Berkeley Teachers Union. Meyer would tell you if you talk to him that he is a progressive. Like so many other pasty, middle-aged, trustafarians, he has got earrings and blonde dreadlocks. But the truth is Matt Meyer doesn't want his daughter around Cicely Miart Cruz either, at all, so he sends her to private school. And we know this not because the New York Times did an exposé on it. Though maybe they should, given that Matt Meyer is the personification of the white privilege they're so worried about. No, we know this instead because an anonymous group of parents called Guerrilla Moms photographed Matt Meyer dropping his child off at private school. Here's that same Matt Meyer back in January, insisting that your children can't go back to school because they can't be trusted to keep their masks on. Begin video clip. Matt Meyer, president, Berkeley Teachers Union. real life that children do not keep their masks on. They do not keep distance from each other or their teachers. Given the realities of working with real children in person, we need to account for the inevitable lapses and risk mitigation practices by choosing a standard of lower transmission for reopening. End video clip. Carlson, risk mitigation, blah, blah, blah. What Meyer doesn't mention is that there's virtually no risk to anyone of sending children back to school, and there never has been. The science couldn't be clear, and that's why when he doesn't think you're watching, Matt Meyer makes certain his own child gets the in-person instruction she needs. He doesn't want her growing up to be a drug addict like your kids. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.